from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I would take one step back on, you know, some of Jeff's comments last week. You know, I think what he was saying was, we're not going to do anything that only helps 24. So, you know, it's not just looking towards 25. It's just trying to figure out, how do we do things that don't only help 24, just with the position that we're in.
That's kind of saying it without saying it, that this team's not worth the investment individually. All right, fine. So if that's the case, it was one thing when you're trending upward and feeling good to say, you know what? We don't have to do anything because we're getting our guys back. Here comes Talkman, and here comes Merriweather, and here comes Bellinger, and then maybe Ben Brown down the line a little bit.
If you can figure out exactly what's wrong with him.
Here comes Alzolay. But it's all different when you go 2-4 on this homestand. And now doing nothing, there's a defeatism now where the context of that changes completely. Where the context is like, hey, we don't have to do anything. Well, maybe you don't have to, but now maybe you kind of should to get better for 25.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about this over the last couple of days. On, I'm not the type of person that feels like you need to do something just to do something, but I do wonder if Cubs fans are looking at the Cubs front office and going, y'all ain't do bleep. You need to do something. You need to show that there is some sort of path. Now, they could say, well, the path is we're going to get ourselves ready for 2025 instead of trying to buy for 2024 or sell just because they should sell. I think there are some opportunities there. And I do understand, I would understand if they looked at their good players that are possible trade pieces like Jameson Taillon and go, well, we have a really good starter under contract for a really good number for the next 2 years. Why should we trade that guy when we're not trying to win? Like right now, we're going to be back and hopefully trying to win in 2025. I don't know where Cubs fans are on where are at on this. And they can let us know via text 312-644-6767 if they want. Because I feel like some of it is what's getting ready to happen with the Cubs is a disassociation by Cubs fans.
Big checkout?
Yeah, like bear season is getting ready to start. They're like, hey, you know what I realized? What I can do? The kids go back to school in 3 weeks. I can do stuff with the kids that has nothing to do with the Cubs. I don't have to spend those nights watching games if they're not going to even try outside of the roster that they already have. I can go do other things. I don't have to try and scrounge for tickets to go to Wrigley Field if I don't want to, because this team is drawing dead right now. I wonder about that. Because now it's like.
But aren't we always making those evaluations? I mean, I know for some of us, obviously, the calculation's different because we have responsibilities to watch games we wouldn't otherwise watch. But even adjusting for that,
I feel that there's always those decisions that get made, and many of those decisions are around the margins. I don't think there's necessarily an active, I'm done, I declare this over, and we do that on the radio, maybe.
I mean, Spiegel, but, Parkins and Spiegel did that.
But most people in their lives don't actively say, I'm doing this instead. It's, oh yeah, I forgot the Cubs were playing, or oh yeah, I checked the score earlier, and oh wait, the game ended, I guess I didn't check the score. Oh, did they win or lose? And it's
they don't have to have a declarative statement, but they can still go, you know how those most of those nights I'm either watching the games or I'm listening to Pat and Ron. I'm not going to actively do that now. I'm going to actively go do something else, because it feels as if there's been an abdication.
Sure, you find it in how hard you lobby for the good television at the right time, and maybe it's like, look, if she's watching this or if a kid is watching this, you know, like, I'm not going to pull rank now. I'll go watch elsewhere, or I'll have it on, or
I'll watch Bluey instead, because it's a lot more positive than watching the Cubs right now.
And I think you're typically right, Dan, about being on the margins and everything like that, but I think there's an exception here because of how last season ended and the disappointment compounded with the disappointment.
Like, I'm not putting
this
myself
season.
I'm through this again.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this is different. This has a different feeling to me.
It has a different feeling because it was almost the messaging from the front office last year, Ray, is similar, where it's like, well, we're not going to do anything unless you do something.
And there was this drama last year, and the Cubs responded, creating the drama that led to Jed doing something.
And then, in the offseason, our partner, Layla Rahimi, was banging the table every day during the offseason going, are you guys going to do anything? Is Jess bringing back Belly? Is that what you're going to do? Because that means you're kind of bringing back the same team. Now, granted, they've got Shota. Shota is the truth. Michael Bush has been really good for them. But
that was an experiment. That was an experimental move that happened to be
good. That's a good thing, though. I want to give them credit for the good moves, too. But the idea that they just kind of got real cute and, oh, we're gonna do this thing, and we believe that we've got this great core of good players, and they'll play above or at the level that we expect them to. And here we are, instead of making their clubhouse a little bit more bulletproof, they chose to roll dice. And then when it didn't work, they said the same thing that they said last year, which is, well, this team will have to prove to us that they need some help. They've been proving to you that they need some help.
Right, and you're the same ones who have been saying this team will eventually snap back and revert to what we expect them to be, and then they don't, and they don't, and they don't, and they don't, and you were the one also saying that we know we're better than this.
You know, there's a commonality amongst the baseball teams that are successful, and it's a sure thing. Every great team has a sure thing, and sure, Shota in the starting rotation has turned out to be a sure thing.
But he wasn't to start the season.
He was to start the season.
No, but he was a huge question mark coming in. We didn't know a 30-year-old Japanese veteran was going
to
translate.
And he's turned out to have an all-star season. That worked really well. But then when you go to the other areas of the team, huge question marks. Now, look, I know the bullpen, Julian Merriweather going out, that injuries happen, and it... Who knows what would have happened if he would have been healthy? Things could have been dramatically different with the bullpen. But the bullpen turned out to be pretty decent despite not having a sure thing, a closer.
Right.
And then when you get to your hitting, and that's the biggest issue this year, the Cubs just can't hit. They don't have a sure thing. They could have gone with a traditional move and gotten a sure thing at the corners, third base, first base, and gotten a traditional power hitter, a slugger that's going to ensure you that you're going to score some damn runs and get some power and hit some home runs, and it didn't happen. They didn't do it, and look at what we have.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.